All right. Feeling like I need to channel my inner Matthew McConaughey. All right. Hey, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. Whew. What a ride it's been. We've got you dialed in here on the Unleashed Radio Hour here today, Thursday, and every Thursday on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. Again, your host, Ron Klinger. Like I say, every week it's an honor, it's a privilege, and this is an especially extraordinary week. I'm excited to have our guest here with us today. Oh, but we'll get to our wonderful guest in just a moment. But before we do so, I need you to connect to the show. Hop on out, get on UnleashedRadioHour.com, the source of all things Unleashed Radio Hour. Again, that is UnleashedRadioHour.com. You can follow along with me on Twitter, at Ron Unleashed. Also, hey, we love to get the love and the likes out on Facebook. So hop out, search Unleashed Radio Hour. Stay connected, follow along. I do this at the beginning of every show because it's how I connect to you, keep you informed. We're brewing and stewing in some wonderful things that we're going to look at into the new year. I've almost got January entirely booked, which, hey, in my world, that's a gift. Let me tell you, that is a huge gift. Hey, and come back. Because guess what? We got a wonderful guest with us joining us here momentarily and talking about the gift that we can give you this holiday season that will help you unleash your career and your business. You're dialed in. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. We'll be right back after these messages.
Looking for straight answers to your financial questions? Tune in weekday mornings from 8 to 9 for Straight Talk Money, hosted by Mike Robertson. No hype, no infomercials, just plain talk to give you the information you need to make you a better investor. We may not be able to control the future, but we can learn to control how it impacts us. Listen to Straight Talk Money, hosted by Mike Robertson, weekdays 8 to 9 a.m. on Business 1110 KTEK.
Investors, many people lose money because of fraud or mismanagement and do not know it. If you lost money in this upmarket, you may be entitled to repayment of your losses. The Hayes Law Firm represents investors, helping them to recover their investment losses. Call 281-815-4972 for a free consultation. If you are an investor that lost money in this upmarket because of possible fraud or mismanagement, you may be entitled to repayment of your losses. Call the Hayes Law Firm now, 281-815-4972, 281-815-4972.
This is Business 1110.
Good morning, we're back. Of course, AC/DC is touring right now, so I'd love to hear that little Back in Black. But we're here to talk to you today, ladies and gentlemen, about a wonderful topic we're going to get to in just a second as I introduce our wonderful, amazing, spectacular guest and good friend that's holding on the line. So I guarantee you that she's chuckling on the other side of that right now. We'll get to her in just a moment. But before we do, it is always important that I give gratitude and thanks to those who support the show. Want to give proper shout out. Hey, you always hear me talk about our partners of the show. Want to talk about Hilton Furniture and Mattress. Yes, it's the holidays, and as we've been talking about for the last several weeks, you may be getting ready for your in-laws, your outlaws, and you're definitely getting ready for Santa Claus that's going to be coming next week. You're going to have family, friends, and loved ones in your house. Make sure you got the dinette set, all hardwood furniture. Make sure that, hey, living room, people, after they eat that wonderful Christmas meal or have that, they got to crash somewhere. Oh, speaking of crashing, you got to make sure that you get a good night's sleep so that when you wake up refreshed on Christmas Day, that you've got a great night's sleep. So Hilton Furniture and Mattress can absolutely, positively, that's a fact, Jack, get you a mattress that can ensure a great night's sleep for you and your loved ones. Hop on out to HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com. You can also visit them, get down there. They're going to let you have it at 12100 Gulf Freeway, just south of Alameda Mall on the feeder road. Hop on down to Hilton Furniture and Mattress, where they can make sure that you are prepared and ready for a wonderful holiday season to share with you and your loved ones. And we want to thank Hilton at this time for his wonderful support of the Unleashed Radio Hour. All right, I'm dialing in. I'm building up the anticipation because I know how amazing and wonderful that this show is going to be, because I know the wonderful and amazing guest that we have online with us, near and dear and close personal friend of mine. I've got Missy Luna on the line. Missy, we got you in there on the line on the air.
Hey, Ron.
You ready to rock, girlfriend?
I Yes, sir.
All right. Wait for it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You better be ready because we're on fire here at the Unleashed Radio Hour. Ladies and gentlemen, Missy Luna is a career coach and organizational trainer with Strategic Advancement LLC. She's also the CEO and owner. She is a career coach, retention and recruitment strategist, organizational trainer to provide total quality services. She works to coach clients on career transition, promotional opportunities, along with consulting organizations on training needs and recruitment and retention strategies. She lives in Fort Worth, Collins, Colorado. You got some snow going on over there right now?
We do, Ron. Actually, yesterday it subsided, but we've got nice and white grounds currently.
So you don't want to know that we got clear blue skies here in H-Town right now, right?
Yeah, that would be pretty painful. Unless you got a lot of skiers in Texas, and my gut is you might. They might actually be looking for this white snow.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, hey, let's move into this topic, and I haven't set it up for our listeners. The reason why we've got you on the airwaves today, and I want to set it up with a timely approach from my perspective, I was thinking today, like, there's three really good quality reasons why we want to talk today about our topic. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're familiar, and if you're not, you're going to get familiar today with the online environment, as I like to call it, of LinkedIn. If you are a professional out there and you don't have a LinkedIn profile, you need to get on it pretty quickly. We're going to talk about the reasons why, but my three reasons why, Missy, I think this is a timely discussion. First and foremost, I know for a fact, here in Houston, there's a lot of people. We've had a downturn in our oil and gas industry. A lot of people are going to be looking for work. So they need to have an updated, current, good LinkedIn profile, and we'll talk about that. Second reason that I think it's critical is, oh, by the way, last week and this week, guess what's going on at the local colleges and universities? Graduation. Guess who's going to be looking for work? Recent college graduates, in which I know you have a little bit of experience with.
Yeah.
And then more importantly, some folks, hey, we're coming around new beginnings. Everyone gets nostalgic around New Year's, and people want to start looking for new work. So those are three key, for me, real reasons as to why LinkedIn can matter. What's some of the perspective for you as to why LinkedIn matters in the work world?
Yeah, it's a great question, Ron, and hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be talking with you today. I would tell you that LinkedIn has changed dramatically and continues to change dramatically. 2 years ago, there were approximately 200 million users. Now there are 400 million users. So people are really understanding the power behind LinkedIn. So not only does LinkedIn allow you to connect professionally, but it provides content, professional content, for those who are needing research or additional, you know, topic areas and are trying to identify experts in different industries. It's a great resource. If I'm a job seeker, I hands down would be on LinkedIn. 95% of recruiters are doing some form of talent pipelining utilizing the system.
So hang on.
I'm a job seeker.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, yeah, and let me dial that in, because that is a significant arena, is people are not aware, and I need to differentiate this and chime in as you see fit. LinkedIn, ladies and gentlemen, is not Facebook. LinkedIn is not your, ooh, this is my cool place to be. Let me put my information out here. No, no. When you have 95%, as we just heard, and that statistic blows me away. I knew LinkedIn was the number one resource for recruiters. I didn't know it was 95%. You've got to make sure you got this right, because those recruiters are looking at those profiles.
Yep, they sure are, Ron, and it's been fascinating to watch as LinkedIn is growing, because even the demographics are changing. So 79% of the people on LinkedIn are 39 years and older. And what they're finding is that at least 80% of the people you could connect with companies are the decision makers. So if I'm looking for employment and looking for a career transition, and I'm trying to identify the right connections inside an organization that I'm targeting, boy, does it make sense to me that you need to be capitalizing, utilizing LinkedIn. The other thing that's important for your audience to know is that LinkedIn controls the content matter. So if there's content that's being shared or connections being requested that aren't of professional nature, or the approaches aren't of professional nature, they can actually stop the accounts of the people who are sharing content that's inappropriate
or
that
Yeah, or taking actions like I wrote, and you actually saw this last week, too. I wrote a little article out on LinkedIn, which real quick, ladies and gentlemen, you can find me. Go out and look for Ron Klinger on LinkedIn. You can search me, and she'll come up as Melissa Luna on LinkedIn so that you can connect and see where we're at and what we're talking about. But I wrote a little thing last week. Hey, there are people, and I got another one, miss. And you know what I'm talking about, those wonderful sales pitches. Hey, I want to connect to you because I think we can work with each other. And then, bang, the first correspondence is, I want to upsell you.
Yeah, that's actually a big no-no in LinkedIn. If you want, it's a great place, very effective site for lead generation. Matter of fact, business development people who talk about the impact of LinkedIn, about 93% find it to be the most effective site for lead generation, but it's warm leads, not a direct lead. And so your approach from a sales perspective even has to be appropriate, or you could be reported as spam.
Yeah. So and you want to be genuine, because you end up on spam, you end up in trouble.
Yep. Yes, you do. Yeah. So that's some of the factors people don't understand. What sets LinkedIn apart from other social media sites is it is truly of professional nature. And as LinkedIn continues to grow, one of their priorities has changed, especially since they've gone public, and that is the information that they want shared is enriched professional content. So that has an impact on someone's search engine optimization, which I know we'll have a chance to talk about, and I can coach your audiences on things they will need to do. But the search engine optimization basically means that that person's profile, if they are adding good quality content, they get some additional pushes by LinkedIn's search engine to make sure that their profile gets ranked at a higher level. And the higher your profile gets ranked, the more likelihood someone's going to see your profile, i.e. an individual who's a recruiter for a company that you're targeting.
Or, and one of the things that's out there that you and I know all too well is that a lot of individuals who are in business for themselves, we have a lot of entrepreneurs who listen to this show, people who are coaches or consultants, hey, you are in sales. There's good ways to do that, but make sure you're representing whoever you, your company, you're doing that in a positive light, that it's not just, I got you, now let me schedule an appointment so I can talk to you about my product or sell you something. Right? You need to be genuine with what you're doing. But I think a key thing that a lot of folks don't comprehend, and I loved how you put that, is that enriched professional content. This is where you're adding bodies of knowledge of resources, information, and helping others. Am I on the same page?
You absolutely are. And on top of it, if you think from a marketability perspective, if you're adding enriched professional content and people are reading it, you increase the likelihood that the right person at the right organization is reading it too, like what you say, and then reach out to you. And so that it's really a win-win both for LinkedIn and those professionals who are sharing content on their site, because it gives the person exposure, increasing their marketability, but at the same time it's adding value to the LinkedIn social media site.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got any questions on how to effectively use your LinkedIn profile, we'd love to have you call in today. If you've got questions on LinkedIn in general, dial in at 713-785-1817. That telephone number again, 713-785-1817. If you're streaming this live online and you've got a question, 877-881-0271. So I put that out there because I guarantee you, Missy, there's not a lot of people that understand truly what the tool that LinkedIn is. And again, I go back to this, those recruiters and people, they're using this. There's a backside to this system that people can search and find what they're looking for to source talent.
Yes. If back in the days when I was recruiting, we might use a particular site and you'd send out your job posting and you'd have 450 applicants. And then you would have to go through 450 applicants and maybe five actually met the minimum requirements. So you spend a lot of time pipelining candidates that really aren't who you're targeting. So the recruiters have gotten smart. They now have a system where they can go into LinkedIn and passively find their candidates using keywords, what we refer to as a Boolean formula. And this combination of keywords with certain indicators like and or not will produce a list for them of profiles that match the keywords they're looking for that job. And so as opposed to going through 450 candidates and only finding five who meet what they're looking for, they spend time in LinkedIn using these keywords and then produce the exact candidate that they're looking for. So it's a much better use of their time than having to source through active applicants.
Yeah. And so that's a lot of some of the things that we're going to continue in this dialogue, ladies and gentlemen, in this conversation is it makes a difference. And I'm going to make a little quote. LinkedIn, you get out of it what you put into it. Safe statement?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to tell you, Ryan, the first time I did my LinkedIn profile, I spent 4 hours developing it. And then I went back as soon as I found their new changes, and I went back and I put 3 hours into it.
Yeah,
and
so
it has to be something that's constantly managed.
You have to have multiple. Yep. Sorry, I don't mean to jump in and cut you off. We got the music playing in the background, which means it's time for us to go to a quick break. But the key to this, that I think that we're on the same page here with there, Missy, is it's a tool and a resource like any other that you must maintain and manage to get the results you want to help you unleash your career and your business. You hear the music? It's time for us to run to a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Sometimes opportunities come which have the potential for changing your life. Will you recognize it? I'm pastor and businessman David Mitchell. Come join me and my team for a two-day training session where you will learn how to cut out the middleman and manage your own finances. Learn powerful short-term trading strategies for generating cash flow, as well as longer-term strategies for more safety. All of these have been passed down for generations in my family. I look forward to sharing these powerful skill sets with you. Perhaps this is the opportunity you shouldn't pass up. New Venture on Wall Street. Build your legacy.
Coming to the Holiday Inn Intercontinental Airport, January 22nd and 23rd. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and full money-back guarantee. Call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8723. Or go to nvows.com. That's nvows.com.
This is Business 1110.
One shot, one opportunity.
Yeah, we take this seriously, that you've taken the opportunity, the one shot, to listen in here to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. If you're just joining us, we have on the line with us our guest today is the one and only Missy Luna from Strategic Advancement LLC. We're talking LinkedIn. We're talking about how we can help you make your profile to the point where you are an all-star out on LinkedIn. And we'll talk a little bit about that more here in another segment. But when we went to break, we were talking about how important it was to manage your profile. It's a tool and a resource that recruiters are using. You know what? Talk to me about what those recruiters, they're dialing in, they're using this, they're putting together. I took a note, the Boolean formula. I'm making sure I'm connected here with you. But it is the go-to resource for recruiters to source talent.
Yeah. And for the first time in my life, I was asked to speak up. I don't think I've ever had that problem before. So you holler at me if I'm not being loud enough, because that's usually not a problem.
Amen, amen.
Listen, when it comes to companies, and you know that there's a market in LinkedIn, there are over 32,000 corporations that are utilizing the LinkedIn Talent Solutions software. So LinkedIn has a software specifically built for companies to utilize to market, brand, and post their career opportunities. And so if we know 32,000 corporations are utilizing LinkedIn and only 29% of job seekers are utilizing LinkedIn to find those opportunities, there is an untapped market for people who are looking for a career transition to be utilizing LinkedIn, because the market is, or the grouping is very small for other people who are utilizing LinkedIn. I think that reinforces the need for people who are in some type of career transition to really be capitalizing on the social media site.
And that's huge. I mean, and I almost want to say, to me, I look at LinkedIn less social media versus professional media. Is that an appropriate tag?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, that would be how they would prefer to be seen.
Yeah, because you don't want to. I know, you know, one of these things we'll talk about maybe a little bit. You know, I stumbled on some stuff doing some of my own research to be prepared to engage you in this conversation today. There's certain profile pictures you just don't want to put out there.
No.
There's certain ways that you want to sabotage. So if you translate your Facebook or Snapchat or whatever, young people, are you listening out there? If you keep those behaviors the same, your LinkedIn profile is not going to do you very bit of good in what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, no, you're completely right, Ron. And if you do your LinkedIn profile correctly, it leads to opportunities, not just job opportunities, but it leads to business development opportunities. So for the entrepreneurs that are out there, I have to be really honest with you. I have yet to have to market my career coaching expertise. Every person that I have connected either has been a referral or has been someone who's connected to me because of my LinkedIn profile. So if I'm an entrepreneur and I'm trying to attract people for my business, I'd want to be really capitalizing on LinkedIn.
Yeah. Those with that entrepreneurial spirit that are out there doing your own thing, it's critical that you have that presence because think of it as your own sourcing world. And everybody worries about, do I have a website? Do I have this? Do I have that? I think the shift has been made where your personal profile and your personal branding on LinkedIn can help to replace some of those things. Is that a safe statement?
Yes, it is. You betcha, Ron.
Hey, and so one of the things to understand is, you know, and I know that Missy shared earlier, you spent 4 hours one time, 3 hours another. You don't have to hey, it's kind of that old quote, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time? One bite at a time. So, you know, LinkedIn has a wonderful little ranking that we'll talk about a little bit later where you have that beginner your profile strength and that intermediate. You don't have to jump in and be a pro altogether, but guess what? We're going to go to a break here in just a second, and when we come back, we're going to start to shift in and say, hey, here is more of the why that you want to be out there, and now what are you going to do when they come looking for you? No, that's not Bad Boys. That's not the cops. That's when the recruiters, when that business development, you want to be a LinkedIn all-star. And we'll tell you how when we come back right after this break.
If you're using drugs or are addicted to pills or alcohol, you need help. You know that your addiction is harming your life, your job opportunities, and most importantly, your loved ones. You've probably already suffered from addiction's effects, and you know you need help. But breaking free from addiction is hard, even if you know it's what you need to do. And sometimes, it's just too hard to do alone. You need a hand from someone who knows what you're going through, someone who's there to help. That's where we come in. The Kick Addiction Network specializes in getting you the help you need to beat addiction, once and for all. Our network of treatment specialists can help you get clean and have the experience and track records to show for it. And if you're struggling with addiction and have private insurance, your help may be fully covered. Know you're not alone. Take one small step and get your life back on track. Give us a call 24/7 at 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. That's 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION.
This is Business 1110.
All right, hey, the little red whistle didn't make its appearance yet, but I had to bring it back out. You want to know why? We're here coaching. I got to get a new whistle. It doesn't work for me more than it works. Hey, we're sitting here, and we're having a discussion, and we're trying to coach you along. I've got with us career coach and organizational trainer from Strategic Advancement, CEO of that company as well, Missy Luna, good dear friend of mine. We're talking about LinkedIn and why it matters to you and what you want to do and how you want to roll, but the significance of how LinkedIn is being used in the professional environment. The Unleashed Radio Hour is all about how to help you unleash your career in business. So if you're trying to go through a transition, I got a LinkedIn profile, but you know, I just kind of put my name and picture out there. I didn't do much with it. Well, guess what? You're not going to get any results from that effort. So Missy, I want to put it up on a tee for you and say, you know, where do we take all this? There's so much that you can do with LinkedIn. What if I'm out there listening right now, what do I really need to know and be aware of?
So the very first thing that the audience will want to do is make the profile complete. It needs to be 100% complete. And you can track your profile strength, which your ultimate goal is what you mentioned, the all-star. So you can track it. There's a little bubble that's just to the right. If you click on the profile on your heading, and on the right-hand side, it'll show you that profile strength with a circle. And as you complete more of that profile requirement, that bubble fills. And your goal, if you really, really want a first step in your search engine optimization, is to become an all-star. Once you become an all-star, there are some additional strategies that you'll want to do. But the very first thing that you'll want to focus on is making your profile 100% complete.
Yeah.
And that bubble will help you track that.
And hey, if I can chime in, not only will that bubble help you track it, each time you log in, there's a little box that asks you questions about things that help you get there. So it's almost like its own mini tutorial session to help you get through that process, right?
That is correct.
And Missy, if folks want to connect to you on LinkedIn, how do they find you?
Yeah, so if you search Melissa Luna, you will see me. I go by Melissa, even though Ron calls me Missy. You can really call me anything, and I even go by some names that aren't so nice. I try to refrain to that whenever you're connected.
We got to keep it clean on the airwaves.
But if the audience, I would love for you to connect. And I'll be giving you some of the tips on how to get that profile strength to an all-star today. But if you want the full list of tips, because I know we won't have time, please connect to me on LinkedIn and tell me that you heard the radio show and that you wanted to connect directly. And then that will be my indication to accept your invitation and then contact you and provide you some additional resources and tips for you as you're building this LinkedIn profile.
Sound good? Yeah, that sounds great. And it's Melissa Luna, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, Luna, L-U-N-A, Melissa Luna out on LinkedIn. Hey, you can also go out and connect with me, your host, Ron Klinger, with a K, not a C, Klinger like MASH. No, I don't cross-dress, at least not that I remember. I grew up in the MASH
generation. I'm leaving that alone.
I grew up in the MASH generation, so typically when Klinger like on MASH, yes, and that is typically the very first question that I have to answer after that. But ladies and gentlemen, it is a powerful thing. I've got my LinkedIn profile up right now. Connections. Real quick, we got about a minute here, minute and a half before we go to a break, Missy. What's your perspective on connecting with others? Do, not do, what's your thought?
Always personalize the connection request. Sending the blank email, which you have to be careful on your mobile for those audience members who do most of your communication by your phone, it will send something automatically by mobile. But if you personalize the message, it increases the likelihood of the person actually accepting the invitation. And anytime you can refer to the reason that you're wanting to connect and have or name some type of group or association, like your alumni association's great example, it increases that person's willingness to connect directly to you. And the more you connect to people, the higher you increase your search engine optimization. So the higher your network, the more likelihood recruiters are going to find you.
And people that want to hire you, not only for business, for jobs, for gigs, whatever the case might be. And I'm going to chime in 2 cents on this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to go out and use LinkedIn, here's my humble request to you. Use the tool with genuine authenticity. Don't come in and at any other predisposed, I want to connect to you because I saw your profile on LinkedIn. And I tell you what, you want to hit my trigger button? Oh, Lordy. Hit me up for a connection, and then the first correspondence try to sell me something or schedule an appointment. Yeah, I'll go off on you. And oh, by the way, I will disconnect that connection. We're going to talk about how to make your profile an all-star when we come back right after these messages.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now. 800-709-4395, 800-709-4395, 800-709-4395, 800-709-4395. This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details, not available in all states.
This is Business 1110.
All right. I don't know why I'm channeling Matthew McConaughey today, but all right, all right, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're dialed in, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. Or hey, 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 maybe, just maybe, you're listening to this as a podcast, which they all the shows for this year's, I mean, this year, I'm in that, oh my goodness, it's been almost a year that the show has been on the air. Just go out to unleashedradiohour.com. Hey, the podcast sites are booming. I mean, booming. I'm loving the fact that every day I get to go out there and more people are listening in, not only live, but listening to the podcast. The purpose of this show is to help people unleash their career and business. My goal is to bring people like Missy Luna to the airwaves that you can learn from, that we can share information, tools, and resources, like I always say, to help you unleash your career and your business. And as we get going here, we got a nice big segment. And hang on, wait for it. All right, we're in a coaching session, ladies and gentlemen. Huddle up, gather around, you're listening in, because coming up, Miss, we're going to talk about, let's get to some of those tips. You know, we talk about this profile. We talk about going through the steps. What are some of those things that you want to share with our listeners as to how people can help to advance their profile strength to that of the ultimate all-star status?
You got it. Okay, so LinkedIn has a formula that they use for that profile to be complete, and that formula changes. So a couple of years ago, you would have had a photo. Okay, the photo was a requirement for that bubble to get where it needed to be for All-Star. That requirement is no longer there. However, I would strongly encourage your audience, even though that photo is not required, to have a photo, because recruiters are much more likely to reach out if they see who you are and much more likely to actually click on your profile.
And again,
matter of fact, Ron,
yep.
It's 14 times more likely that a recruiter will click on your profile if there's a photo.
Yeah, so you don't want that silhouetted default image to be up there the entire time, right?
Yeah, you need some type of photo to be there.
And you want it professional, right? Professional, not you and your homies in the club.
No, I would definitely encourage you, because this is a professional site, to make sure your photo's professional. And I have seen some crazy photos, and I can tell you that it doesn't do much for a person's professional brand if that photo is inappropriate. As a matter of fact, I saw one of an individual on there that had taken the photo in the bathroom. So, I don't know.
Hey, that one probably got flushed pretty quickly, but a bump.
You funny guy.
I try every now and again.
Yeah, well, at least you succeed.
All right, so that photo is a big piece.
Needs to be professional.
Very
yep.
important. Absolutely. What else?
So the other thing that's important is that directly at the top part, you have a title. You have to have a title, a current title, and a current position. So for those who may not be currently employed, this is important for you to know, because if you don't have a current position, you're not going to be 100% complete. So there are ways that you can strategically create a current position. Say you volunteer at the local Rotary Club. You can, for the time being, if you're not currently employed, that could be something you could put. Even that may not necessarily be something you're paid. But you've got to have a current position and a current description. You want me to keep going?
Yeah, well, I paused there for a moment because, you know, that's a sticky, I can see how that could be a sticky wicket for those people who are searching for employment. You know, what do they list and what do they do? And You know, and again, it does that. I guess my question is that really a critical piece? I'm wondering to get to 100%. I know the 100% matters, but wow, what do people list?
Well, so keywords. So that would be the other checklist item, is to ensure that you are adding the keywords that you want people to find you on. So let's say you want to be a financial analyst. Well, financial analyst, those keywords would need to be embedded in various locations of your profile. So if you notice, right underneath your name, you have titles. Some will put their current job title. I would encourage your audiences to not just put your current title, but to put the key areas that you're targeting. So if you may not necessarily be a financial analyst, say you're a finance manager, but it's the analyst work you're targeting, you want to make sure that you incorporate those keywords, and under your name is one of the very top hot spots for those keywords. So if you look and you do a search for Melissa Luna, and you do career coach, Melissa Luna career coach, by the way, that's my direct URL if you guys want to connect directly to me. But you'll notice I have the word career mentioned twice, and then so strategically, because I know that that's the first place that that search engine is going to pull the keywords. So if somebody's looking for a career coach, that would be one of the top places I'd want to make sure I have in my profile. Same holds true for your audience when they're trying to identify and target certain type of positions. That listing of those keywords is important underneath your name too, not just the current role and position.
Yeah, and so I'm kind of old school, so I almost kind of like that, liken that to the days of paper resumes and what you're putting up, your objective on your resume. Is that a safe assessment?
It is. It would be more like the title to the objective. The actual body of the objective, what we refer to as the profile section of the resume, that is your table of content. Well, in the LinkedIn profile, that's your summary section. So you have the ability to develop a summary section, which is also plays into the search engine optimization. So if one of your audiences are trying to get to All-Star, they have to have a summary section in there. And the summary section is where you put that deeper understanding of who you are, what you've done, what you're capable of, but you're also incorporating those same keywords in that summary section, because that's the second hot spot for the search engine to be looking for those keywords. And remember, we go back to the recruiters using this Boolean formula. They have keywords they're using. You want to make sure that they see your profile. So those keywords have to be embedded throughout that profile, and those are two key areas to do so.
Well, let me jump in here and I'm gonna engage the career coach in you on this one. I dib and dab a little in the same and have done employment and recruiting and HR work. One of the things I think that's critical and help me along here, if I'm on the same page or the right page, if we will, those keywords matter, but here's part of the piece, folks. My humble opinion, you need to have an idea of what you're targeting so that you can put the correct keywords that are in alignment with the areas that you want to go and grow. Is that a good statement?
I couldn't have said it better myself, Ron. That's the first thing that your audience members have to understand and do. You have to know what you're targeting, and you got to know who you're targeting. And once you figure out that, then you can begin to build out the profile. But the sections that are required to make that profile complete are important, because it's the first step for you to be found, is to make sure it's at 100%.
So
Very first step.
Dial that back, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening. Just to recap, your profile is a tool. And in order to use that tool wisely and effectively, you need to dial what it is that you're looking for and from whom you're looking to engage in that professional relationship with, so that you put those keywords and build your... It's kind of like going hunting, folks, or going fishing. You got to have the right bait on the hook or you're not going to catch the fish.
Perfectly said.
Wait a minute. You know what that deserves? Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Love having Andy in studio. We have some fun. All right, so Miss, we're moving along here. We're talking about some other tips to help that LinkedIn profile and help that profile become to that profile strength of All-Star. What are some other tips that you want our listeners to know?
Yeah, so connections are important. the target number of connections that you need are 50. Once you hit the 50, it bumps you up in that bubble again. So you need minimally 50 connections, and a lot of times when I'm coaching clients, they get really stressed out about that. And I say, okay, well, let's talk. Where did you go to school? Well, I went to Texas A&M. Okay, well, what? Aggies out there, you guys are well-connected, right? And I know darn well that if I mention the fact that I went to Texas A&M and I'm trying to build my network and I reach out to another Aggie, they're going to accept my invitation. So it's not as hard as people think, but you have to have a minimum of 50 connections.
Yeah. What's the ideal number of connections? And I say that because, you know, people that go out on other areas in social media, it's like, oh, I'll just connect to everybody. You know, you got to have a balance, don't you?
Well, you have to definitely have a balance in LinkedIn because people aren't just going to accept your invitation unless you give them a reason to why you want to connect. But there is a little bit of a magic number. The magic number is 500 plus. 500 plus indicates you're a lion. Lion actually stands for LinkedIn Open Networkers. So those are typically people that if you look at their profile, it says 500 plus connections. When you immediately connect to someone who has more than 500 connections, what does that do to your own network? If I only have 3 connections currently and I connect to someone that has 500 plus, what does that immediately do for my network?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you have 503 plus.
Yeah. And the neat thing about LinkedIn is it doesn't just show you who you're directly connected to. It shows you who you're connected to through your direct connections and even a third level of connections.
Yeah, so those
really
3 degrees of separation, right?
Exactly. And if I know I'm targeting a specific company or firm, man, I tell you, I'm going to try to expand my connections to that firm. Because the closer I get connected to the recruiters and the hiring managers, that also impacts your search engine optimization for your profile. And if you ask me how I know this, it has everything to do with a client, a customer, corporate client I'm working with, that I actually helped implement the Talent Solutions software system for them. And they hired me contractually to do passive searching. So what I figured out as part of that profile formula is the people who are closer connected to me means their profiles will be some of the first I see.
So if I can be so bold as to say, if I hear you right, and in my own belief into this is, ladies and gentlemen, again, I've said it before and we're talking about it, LinkedIn is a tool, but what you want to make sure you use the tool wisely, and you need to be mindful and purposeful and have a strategy. See how I put that one in there? Strategy, Strategic Advancement, LLC.
Yeah, I like
that. Right? You have to have a strategy for how you use your profile. It's not enough to just go out there, put your name, picture up, and put some things out there. If you really, truly want to advance your career in today's age and today's technology, you need to manage it and use the tool wisely.
Yep. That's actually a lot of the reason that I have strategic inside my title of the company, because everything you do with career is strategy. And LinkedIn is 100% strategy.
Amen, amen. Well, hey, we got the music. We're going to come back. Hey, what? Yeah, one more tip you can give us here in this next segment? One more?
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to come back for a bonus tip, ladies and gentlemen. You hear the music. It's time for us to rock to a break. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio.
Have you pondered what it would have been like to sail to the island of Patmos with the Apostle John, or travel the journey to St. Paul to Corinth, Athens, and Ephesus? The early church was a force of truth for the cause of Christ. Apostles like John, Peter, and Paul spread and established the Christian faith both through the writings of much of the New Testament as well as through dynamic missionary journeys. Now, your opportunity awaits to follow in the footsteps of the apostles and experience the sights of the early church like never before. The Footsteps of the Apostles Tour. Come and see the churches mentioned in the book of Revelation. Examine the spiritual, social, and cultural settings of the early church, all while sailing the Greek Isles, visiting the extraordinary cities of antiquity, and so much more. A spiritual journey through the interactive vibrancy of the church and culture can be yours as you embark on the Footsteps of the Apostles Tour. For more information and to register for this once-in-a-lifetime trip, visit business1110ktek.com. That's business1110ktek.com.
This is Business 1110.
Now, I'm telling you, if you ain't moving and grooving to that, you need to get to the doctor, because the doctor said that gets you moving. I'm your host, Ron Klinger, here. We're dialed in with Melissa Luna. I know her as Missy, career coach, retention and recruitment strategist with Strategic Advancement LLC. We're talking all things LinkedIn. We're talking how to make your profile, why it's important that it's an all-star level profile with that strength, that recruiters are using it. If I took my notes correctly, 95% of recruiters are finding and sourcing talent on LinkedIn. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So, Missy, we're coming back here. We got a short segment. We wanted to give another bonus tip here for how you can make sure that your LinkedIn profile reaches all-star status.
So I think I gave it away before we left for break.
Yeah. What was it? I was too busy dancing to that music.
I'd almost pay money to see that, Ron. Five skills. The audience needs to make sure they have five skills. So there's a separate section that they have that's incorporated in LinkedIn, it's a skills section. And they need to know, again, what are the key words, how do they want to be found? And once they know what they're targeting, those need to be some of the key words that they mention in the skills.
Yeah.
And the skills play a part, not just the completion of the profile, but also the search engine optimization.
I can imagine that. So a recruiter says, I want someone... Wait for it. You ready for this? Who is good at career development, resume writing, and career counseling? And guess who's going to pop up on that list?
Well, gosh, I hope so, Ron. Otherwise, I'm in trouble.
And I know that, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm looking at her profile here online. In the skills section, you have a chance to identify them. But even better, I think this is the cool thing, and I have some struggles with this. I'll put it real quick to you. That's where other people can endorse you for what you do well. Those that you serve, those that you help, those that you work with, they can endorse you and say, yeah, Melissa Luna knows a lot about career development. Bing! And that throws up there because there's that whole 99-plus ranking of those, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, so, matter of fact, I had a client who specifically reached out for me for two reasons. One, he saw how many endorsements I had for career development. And two, he liked my photo. He thought I looked like a very friendly person. So again, we go back to the photo having an impact on how comfortable people are to reach out to you.
Yeah, and those top skills matter. You made me go look at mine. I'm excited because they're right in my wheelhouse. Leadership development training, oh, and then leadership, followed by organizational development. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Well, Missy, it has been an absolute pleasure having you here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Folks want to connect with you, they find you where?
They find me through Melissa Luna Career Coach.
Out on LinkedIn, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Hey, and make sure you go out and connect to get the rest of the tips to help take your LinkedIn profile to all-star status. Missy, it's been a pleasure having you on the airwaves. Love you, darling. Stay warm, and we'll talk to you soon.
Pleasure's all mine. Happy holidays, everyone.
Amen, amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a final break. We'll be back with the quote of the week right after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom49.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 49.com. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom49.com.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for taking that shot and that opportunity to be a part here today of the Unleashed Radio Hour. It was an absolute joy and pleasure to have my good dear friend, Melissa Luna, career coach, go out, connect to her on LinkedIn. Hey, while you're at it, go connect to me on LinkedIn. Ron Klinger, find me. Easy to do. Leadership trainer. Oh, yeah, that's in my summary and area. But hey, real quick. You know, today's conversation matters, and I started that out earlier today in the show. You know, three real quick reasons for me why I thought this was a relevant topic. Not only do I have an amazing friend who can talk and is proficient in LinkedIn, using it in her business, helping others use it, I thought that was critical. But also, ladies and gentlemen, if you're changing jobs, you're in transition, you need to make sure that your tool that you have at your disposal, if you have a LinkedIn profile, is up to date and current. And here's why. We talked about it earlier today. Missy shared there are 400 million users of LinkedIn today. 95% of recruiters use LinkedIn to source talent, to find the people that they want to go after, recruit, and hire. And it is with that that I found a quote. If any of you are familiar with the series of movies with Liam Neeson and Taken, I give this to you, and I went with a more little humor, but to drive home the point. And I'll try to dial it in my deepest voice. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want, but I will look for you. I will find you, and I will recruit you. I'll put that out there. More of a meme than a quote, but to put an exclamation point in our discussion today about how important it is that if you're out there, you want to unleash your career, you want to unleash your business, you're an entrepreneur, you're a small business owner, you're working to do business out in the greater community, you want to make a difference, make sure you get out, hop on out, connect to Melissa Luna on LinkedIn, get those other tips to help take your profile to all-star status, and remember, you need to use the tool that you have wisely. If you're in sales, go out. Hey, connect to me. Go find Ron Klinger. I get some tips. I get hit all the time with people that want to sell to me. If you do that and we connect, and I'm going to be genuine in my acceptance of your connection, you go and sell to me, guess what I'm going to try to do? Boom. I'm going to disconnect, which means I'm not connecting to you again in the future. You can't read or connect with me again. I have to initiate that, and I've already cut that line off. I don't mind people that want to sell. But if the first thing that you're going to do on LinkedIn is do a direct sales approach, okay, you know what? I may even reach I had to thought maybe I'll reach out to the company you represent and letting them know that you're not using the tool wisely and you need to be trained more effectively. And oh, by the way, I can come help you. Okay, maybe not so much. But anyway, you get my point. LinkedIn is a tool to be used wisely. You want to make sure that you're out there. There's only 29% of active professionals using LinkedIn. Make sure your LinkedIn profile is current, up to date, and at all-star status. We thank you for listening in, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate everything that you do out there. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you. You've been dialed into the Unleashed Radio Hour. Until next week, see ya!